ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 16, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Is that correct? Text number 6. Atavasya Padambuja Makaranda Liham satam kim anyat asad alapayat ayusho yad asad yaya atavasya padambuja atavasya padambuja Makarandalihang sakam kim anyara sadalapaye kim anyara sadalapaye ayusho yara sadhyaya ayusho yara sadhyaya Atavasya padambuja makarandalihang satam kimanyara sadalapaye ayuso yara sadhyaya Satam Kimanyara Sadalapayar Ayuso Yara Sadhyaya Tavasya Padam Bhuja Atava, otherwise, asya, of his, Lord Krishna's, pada amboja, lotus feet, makarandaliham, of those who lick the honey from such a lotus flower, satam, of those who are to exist eternally, kim anyai, what is the use of anything else? Asat, illusory. Alapai, topics. Ayusha, of the duration of life. Yat, that which is. Asadvyaya. Unnecessary waste of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Please repeat. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Purport. Lord Krishna and His devotees are both on the transcendental plane. Therefore, the topics of Lord Krishna and of His pure devotees are equally good. The battle of Kurukshetra is full of politics and diplomacy. But because the topics are related with Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is therefore adored all over the world. There is no need to eradicate politics, economics, sociology, etc., which are mundane to the mundaners. To a pure devotee who is actually related with the Lord, such mundane things are transcendental if dovetailed with the Lord or with His pure devotees. We have heard and talked about the activities of the Pandavas, and we now are dealing with the topics of Maharaj Parikshit. But because all these topics are related to the Lord Sri Krishna, they are all transcendental, and pure devotees have great interest in hearing them. We have already discussed this matter in connection with the prayers of Bhishma Dev. Our duration of life is not very long, and there is no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. Thus, it is our duty to see that not a moment of our life is wasted in topics which are not related with Lord Krishna. Any topic, however pleasant, is not worth hearing if it is devoid of its relation to Krishna. The supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the whorl of a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any one of the mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. Thus His lotus feet remain always on the same big whorl of the lotus flower. His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. A living being is eternal by constitution. He is, so to speak, in the whirlpool of birth and death due to his contact with material energy. Freed from such material energy, a living entity is liberated and is eligible to return home back to Godhead. Those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time with topics other than those relating to Lord Krishna and His devotees. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ajnanati Midandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Munitam Jena Tasmai Sigurim Yukam Guru Deva Achalam Pangam Nangai Tegir Matki Vatam Jai Sigurim Tiram Shri Chaitanya Ishvara Pramananda Mahadavan. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? So, another profound verse and purport here by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada makes so many incredible points. And we can try and touch upon a few of them. First of all, he points out that Lord Krishna and his devotees are both on the transcendental plane. And the Bhagavatam very nicely glorifies Lord Krishna, where it's stated, Namase Purusham Tvadyam ఈశ్వర ప్రకృతి పరం. అలక్ష్యం సర్వభూతానం అంతర్బహిర్వస్థితం. The beautiful verse by Queen Kunti, in which she glorifies the Lord as being the original person. There are many persons, certainly, in this world. And the Vedas give us information that the original person, Isvarak Paramakrishna, Satchit Anand, the original person was Krishna. Although the present society is very determined to do away with personality, or what to speak of God, the Vedas give us information that that original person, that Godhead, is a transcendental person, unaffected by the qualities of material nature. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, Tribhir Gunamayir Bhavayir, and the whole material world is affected by these different modes of nature, but he's transcendental to them. And although Krishna is within everything, Alaksham Sarvabhutan Antabahir, he's Antaryami, he's out within everything, he's also outside of everything. Just see the inconceivable nature of God. To try and explain this to someone, how God is within everything and how God is without everything, outside and inside, and yet he's invisible, is way over their head. No idea. Archita Prabhu goes to many classes with college students, and I'm sure that when the point comes up that how is what do they understand as the absolute truth, or give us some description of God, it's a great challenge, it's a great mystery. Well, he's up there, and he knows everything, and he loves everybody except those who don't accept him. Unless you're of a different tradition, then he doesn't accept you, right? If you're not a Christian, or if you're not a Muslim, or if you're not a this or a that, he loves everyone except those. So to describe the absolute is a great mystery. But here Srila Prabhupada points out that he is transcendental to this mundane world, as are his devotees. Krishna, just as Krishna is transcendental and he's not disturbed by the modes of material nature, the qualities of the material world, so his energy is also unaffected by the qualities of material nature. And if one is under the protection of that energy, as Krishna says, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita, the devotees of the Lord, they're under the protection of that divine energy, neither are they affected by the qualities of material nature. Prabhupada very nicely describes this point here, how they're equally good, that the devotees of the Lord who are, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are not deluded, right? They're not under some delusional idea of who they are and what this world is. And typically we see that in the world. People have no idea what the purpose of this creation is. They have no idea what the purpose of their being here on this planet is. Absolutely no idea, except eat, drink, and be merry. That's their concept. That's their conclusion. Just make a lot of money, eat nicely, and then enjoy, and then whatever happens, happens. We don't care. The reality is that devotees are not in that deluded condition. Instead, these great souls, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, they're fully engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. They're the real devotees are engaged in devotional service, not those who may sometimes you see these exhibitions of some person who has a big smile on his face and doesn't say anything but just has a big smile, and he laughs a lot. Right? I went to one program with Sirdas, and we had this one Mahatma who was just laughing, and you couldn't help but laugh because you didn't know what he was laughing about. It was so hilarious looking at him that you couldn't help but laugh either. So everyone had to start laughing. Not that kind of liberated soul or transcendental personality who may walk around with some beard or matted locks, or wear their cloth in an avant-garde way. Not that sort of devotion. No, not that kind of a transcendental personality. But those who are fully engaged, the real devotees. And this description is given there also by the demigods when they were praying to the Lord when he was within the womb of Devaki, where they're praying that the devotees of the Lord, who are whose minds are fixed in devotion, even though they may be engaged in various activities, it's like here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada points out very nicely that the activities of politics, economics, and sociology, etc., for the mundaners, it's a mundane thing. No doubt. It's a mundane thing. And even some people, they have this false idea of renouncing it all. It's like sometimes, I think there was some discussion of one yogi who was making some point about renouncing even wealth. And Srila Prabhupada's point was that, no, we take it. I don't remember the exact exchange. Maybe someone else does. But no, for Krishna, everything can be used, even sociology. The study of the interactions between, or history of human society, and how it functions, and what its duties are. Even these things can be transcendental, as we're seeing here in this wonderful description given in the Bhagavatam. So, those devotees, those persons who may be engaged even in various activities, because they're hearing, chanting, and they're contemplating the activities of the personality of God, and then they're going out and sharing that with others, spreading that to others, such personalities are transcendentally situated. It's a beautiful description. How even though a devotee may be engaged in quote-unquote mundane works, it's like sometimes people may question, well, what do you do in Krishna consciousness? It looks like it's pretty mundane to me. All you're trying to do is make a lot of money. You're out here trying to sell books and you're just trying to get money. That's all you want, right? Money, money, money. Or you're building places, buildings, or your whatever activity that may sort of irritate somebody at a certain point, it looks mundane to me. Even sometimes there's a question, well, if you're a sadhu, then why would you be angry? Why do you get angry, right? If there's some loco that walks in and the devotees have to deal with that personality, and someone may object that, no, don't. That's not Vaishnav. That's not devotional. No, that's a misunderstanding. So even a devotee may have to deal with so many different situations, so many political situations, so many social situations, so many economic situations. But all of these things, if they're as Srila Prabhupada is making point here, if they're related to Lord Krishna, they can become transcendental. Just like when we go out on book distribution and we're asking someone to give $100 for a $5 book. Well, that doesn't sound right. But it does, but it is right. Actually, they should give more, right? They should be giving everything. But it's not enough for what is being offered to that conditioned soul. You can't put a price on it. You can't put a value, a mundane value, because this, to the mundaners, it's a mundane thing. But you can't put a mundane value on that gift of devotional life. So the demigods are glorifying that. No, the devotees, because their minds are fixed on the personality of Godhead, even they may be engaged in hearing, in various activities, because they're hearing, chanting, and contemplating, and then sharing that with others, it's considered transcendental. And Krishna also says that in Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guyam. These persons who are these dear persons who are sharing this with others are very dear to me. Actually, there's no one more dear. There's no one more special. So the devotee, the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees are equally good, as Prabhupada points out here. The battle of Kurukshetra is full of politics and diplomacy. But because the topics are related to Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is therefore adored all over the world. And it's a fact, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the Bhagavad Gita is now available all over the world. And everyone is loving it. There's no doubt. Devotees have so many experiences going out and presenting someone one of these transcendental books. Oh my God, I've been looking for this all my life. Where have you been? So it's actually adored. Rupa Goswami says, Syat Krishna Nami Charitari Satapya Vidya. Right? Pato Patapya Rasanasya Narochikanu. That the holy name of the Lord, the name, what, character, pastimes and activities of the Lord are sweet, like sugar candy. But one who's in the avidya of an ignorance cannot taste this, cannot taste anything sweet. If someone is afflicted with jaundice, to give them something sweet, it's terrible. I don't know if anyone's ever had jaundice here, but okay, we have one victim here. So jaundice, it's a very, very challenging sickness, illness. And if you give them something sweet, it's very what is it, salty? Very bitter. But if you continue with taking that medicine, eventually it becomes very sweet. And we all have personal experience that in presenting Krishna consciousness or even practicing Krishna consciousness, sometimes it's very bitter. It's very challenging. And to someone who's just coming to Krishna consciousness or just hearing, it's not right. But by the repetition, by the constant taking of that medicine, it becomes very sweet and relishable. So when we hear about the wonderful activities of Krishna and his devotees in the Bhagavad Gita or the Vedic literatures, Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it becomes very relishable. And as Prabhupada points out here, therefore there's no need to eradicate politics, economics, sociology, etc., which are mundane to the mundaners. Yeah, to study the history or development of an organizational problems of a human society or people living together, for most people it's very mundane and not very interesting. But for the devotee, because he sees it in relation to the personality of Godhead, as Prabhupada points out here, because he sees it related to the Lord, such mundane things are transcendental if dovetailed with the Lord or his pure devotees. And this is very nicely described by Srila Prabhupada, points out here by the Mahajan Bhishma Dev. In the earlier chapter, Bhishma Dev, after glorifying the Lord so nicely, was asked by Yudhisthira in front of all the rishis, please explain the essential principles of responsibilities that are there within a religious society. Explain the various duties which are there. Bhishma Dev went on to explain in a very nice way the various duties which are there in terms of everything here. Politics, right? He described how society should be divided in a very nice way according to Varnashram Dharma. He described very nicely the economics of a Varnashram society, even the taxation. He very nicely described the sociology, of course, the interrelations and the dealings between different individuals in the Varnashram system. So these were very nicely described by Mahajan Bhishma Dev, and Prabhupada makes this point. So these things, because they're in relation to the personality of Godhead, they can be spiritualized. Just like, again, sometimes people question, well, you're eating, you're working, you're singing, or you're dancing, or you're managing. It looks quite mundane. So these sociological activities or these economic activities, they don't appear to be very spiritual to the mundaners. But because they're in relation to the personality of Godhead, they're spiritualized. And Prabhupada often gives the example of taking the hot iron rod and placing it into the fire, and it takes on the quality of fire. So also we can do so many things in Krishna service and spiritualize those activities: eating, working, singing, preaching, printing. We can do so many things that when they're dovetailed in the proper way, they become transcendental. Therefore, the activities of Krishna and his devotees are both equal. They're both transcendental. Srila Prabhupada makes this point here that our duration of life is not very long. And there's no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. That order will come, there's no doubt. You can't avoid that. We can try to arrange so many safeguards. People are very careful about protecting their material possessions. They try to do their best to try and protect this material body. But when the order comes, you have to vacate. There's no discussion. When the sheriff comes to the door with the eviction notice, you have to go. You can't. No. It doesn't work. When the sheriff comes, he says, "Oh, get out. Let's go." Who's going to argue? You can discuss and philosophize about it, but you'll be on the curb. So the fact is that our main business, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Komararacharat Pragyo, Dharmam Bhagavatamiya. Our main business is to get our business in order and prepare for the next, for that transitional period, for the next life. From the very beginning, one should be taught and be educated. So Prabhupada explains that that is our main business, because we don't know when we'll be ordered to leave. When that order comes, it comes. Thus, it is our duty to see that not a moment of our life is wasted in topics which are not related with Lord Krishna. Any topic, however pleasant, is not worth hearing if it is devoid of relation to Krishna. That speaks for itself. We can talk about so many things, but if it has no relationship to Krishna, then it's not important. We're not interested in what the movie stars and this one and that one are doing. We have no interest. We're not infatuated or neither intimidated by such personalities, such business. We don't have any interest. Devotees are bold that they're able to go in the most difficult places to spread Krishna consciousness, because they're not intimidated by these mundane conditions. What is that? Svarga, Bhavarga, Narakeshu. They're whatever the condition is, higher or lower, they're prepared to present a Krishna consciousness. They're not intimidated. I remember when we were distributing in the airports, even as just teenagers approaching fancy and very proper businessmen, and it was very intimidating speaking to these persons, because again you're thinking, you know, with all humility, you want to approach this person, you don't want to irritate them or whatever, but still, the devotees would boldly go to such persons, or boldly go into some brothel and talk to whoever's there and give them Krishna consciousness, or go on the trains and or buses, wherever, factories, and somehow or other give an opportunity, a chance to such persons. Knowing that, again, as Prabhupada points out here, our duration of life is not very long. We don't know. I remember one time in Chicago, I was distributing over by Eastern Airlines, which is on the other side, going off to International in O'Hare. And I remember talking to some heavy-set businessman, and he just brushed me off. I tried to go up to him, and I tried to talk to him, and he just brushed me off. Get out of the way, you little punk. And so I just, I didn't do anything. I just continued talking to another person. And not more than a few minutes later, I turned around, and that same business, there was a crowd of people, and they were hovering over the same businessman who just had a heart attack. He just had a heart attack, and he was sprawled out on the floor. And so, again, we don't know when when that knocking happens, when we're ordered to leave everything for the next stage. We don't know. The spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the whorl of a lotus flower. It's like sometimes you see the wonderful diagrams of Vrindavan Dham or Gaur Mandal. You see how the central point there, whether it be Vrindavan or Navadvip, where the Lord appeared, there in the different islands and forests are spread around. It looks like a perfect lotus, as Prabhupada points out here. It's shaped like the whorl of a lotus flower, the eternal abode. So when Krishna comes into this world, he comes with all of his paraphernalia. And when he comes into this world, it's not that he's, affected by this material world. The mudhas may think that, well, Krishna's a mundane personality, or that he's acting just like any other. No. Everything he does is transcendental. When he comes into this world, he comes with his beautiful transcendental abode and his beautiful lotus feet, as you see on the altar here. Therefore, Krishna is described as having lotus feet, just as the lotus flower is such a beautiful flower. The living being is eternal by constitution. He is, so to speak, in the whirlpool of birth and death due to his contact with material energy. So, those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time. Chanakya Pandit describes that it cannot be regained. Even a moment cannot be regained with millions of dollars, millions of gold coins. You can't even get one moment back. So how can we waste any time? Instead, we should be preparing, as King Kulushekhar says, Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam. He prays that, let me some or other fix my mind. Because at the end of life, when the throat is all choked up, we were reading the other day, it's hard to say anything when the throat is choked. What to speak of chanting Hare Krishna? We can imagine how Srila Prabhupada was so transcendental that his last breath was chanting Hare Krishna. Or the great devotees we all have experience of, other Vaishnavas who have left this world chanting. So it's such a fortunate position. So we don't want to waste any time because we don't, again, know what when that time is up. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Mataji, one question. Mother Karta, Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada is saying there, for those who want to live with their material bodies.
Oh.
So what does it? What is particularly your idea, what he's referring to? Going back in their own material bodies. Who would like to do that? Who wants to go in a material body to the spiritual world or something like that? Huh? What? Okay. Okay.
Prabhupada says, those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time with topics other than those relating to Lord Krishna and his devotees.
So those who want to go there without changing their material bodies. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you.